9. Reality of Human Consciousness. The cosmic mind-endowed, adjuster-indwelt, personal creature possesses innate recognition realization of energy reality, mind reality, and spirit reality. The will creature is thus equipped to discern the fact, the law, and the love of God. Aside from these three inalienables of human consciousness, all human experience is really subjective, except that intuitive realization of validity attaches to the unification of these three universe reality responses of cosmic recognition. The God-discerning mortal is able to sense the unification value of these three cosmic qualities in the evolution of the surviving soul, man's supreme undertaking in the physical tabernacle where the moral mind collaborates with the indwelling divine spirit to dualize the immortal soul. From its earliest inception, the soul is real. It has cosmic survival qualities. If mortal man fails to survive natural death, the real spiritual values of his human experience survive as a part of the continuing experience of the thought adjuster. The personality values of such a non-survivor persist as a factor in the personality of the actualizing supreme being. Such persisting qualities of personality are deprived of identity, but not of experiential values accumulated during the mortal life in the flesh. The survival of identity is dependent on the survival of the immortal soul of Maranatha status and increasingly divine value. Personality identity survives in and by the survival of the soul. Human self-consciousness implies the recognition of the reality of selves other than the conscious self, and further implies that such awareness is mutual, that the self is known as it knows. This is shown in a purely human manner in man's social life. But you cannot become so absolutely certain of a fellow being's reality as you can of the reality of the presence of God that lives within you. The social consciousness is not inalienable like the God consciousness. It is a cultural development and is dependent on knowledge, symbols, and the contributions of the constitutive endowments of man, science, morality, and religion. And these cosmic gifts, socialized, constitute civilization. Civilizations are unstable because they are not cosmic. They are not innate in the individuals of the races. They must be nurtured by the combined contributions of the constitutive factors of man, science, morality, and religion. Civilizations come and go, but science, morality, and religion always survive the crash. Jesus not only revealed God to man, but he also made a new revelation of man to himself and to other men. In the life of Jesus, you see man at his best. Man thus becomes so beautifully real because Jesus had so much of God in his life, and the realization, recognition, of God is inalienable and constitutive in all men. Unselfishness, aside from parental instinct, is not altogether natural. Other persons are not naturally loved or socially served. It requires the enlightenment of reason, morality, and the urge of religion, God-knowingness, to generate an unselfish and altruistic social order. Man's own personality awareness, self-consciousness, is also directly dependent on this very fact of innate other awareness, this innate ability to recognize and grasp the reality of other personality, ranging from the human to the divine. Unselfish social consciousness must be, at bottom, a religious consciousness, that is, if it is objective. Otherwise, it is a purely subjective philosophic abstraction, and therefore devoid of love. Only a God-knowing individual can love another person as he loves himself. Self-consciousness is, in essence, a communal consciousness, God and man, Father and Son, Creator and creature. In human self-consciousness, four universe reality realizations are latent and inherent. 1. The quest for knowledge, the logic of science. 2. The quest for moral values, the sense of duty. 3. The quest for spiritual values, the religious experience. 4. The quest for personality values, the ability to recognize the reality of God as a personality, and the concurrent realization of our fraternal relationship with fellow personalities. You become conscious of man as your creature brother because you are already conscious of God as your creator father. Fatherhood is the relationship out of which we reason ourselves into the recognition of brotherhood. And fatherhood becomes, or may become, a universe reality to all moral creatures because the Father has himself bestowed personality upon all such beings and has encircuited them within the grasp of the universal personality circuit. We worship God first because he is, then because he is in us, and last because we are in him. Is it strange that the cosmic mind should be self-consciously aware of its own source, the infinite mind of the infinite spirit, and at the same time conscious of the physical reality of the far-flung universes, the spiritual reality of the eternal Son, and the personality reality of the universal Father? Sponsored by a universal censor from Uversa.